This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Keystone Oil Pipeline was shut down last Tuesday morning after it ruptured in North Dakota, halting the flow of thousands of gallons of crude oil from Canada to oil refineries in the U.S. South Bow, a liquid pipeline business that manages the Keystone Pipeline, shut down the pipeline after control center leak detection systems detected a pressure drop in the system. The oil from the Keystone Pipeline spilled from the ruptured pipeline into agricultural fields. Oil was reported surfacing 300 yards south of the pump station in a field, and emergency personnel responded. The cause of the rupture and the volume of crude oil spilled were not immediately clear. An employee working at the site near Fort Ransom heard a mechanical bang and shut down the pipeline. The North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality is investigating the pipeline break and oil spill. It's unclear at what rate oil was flowing through the 30-inch Keystone pipeline, but even at 2 minutes, it's going to have a fairly good volume, officials said. We've also had much, much bigger spills, including one involving the same pipeline a few years ago in Walsh County, North Dakota, officials said. The Keystone Pipeline was constructed in 2010 at a cost of $5.2 billion and carries crude oil across Saskatchewan and Manitoba through North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri to refineries in Illinois and Oklahoma. Though the pipeline was constructed by TC Energy, South Bow took over management of the pipeline last year. A proposed extension to the pipeline called Keystone XL would have transported crude oil to refineries on the Gulf Coast, but it was ultimately abandoned by the company in 2021 after years of protests from environmental activists and indigenous communities over environmental concerns, including pipeline ruptures and oil spills. Wine and beer will be legal to deliver to consumers in Montana as of January 1st next year, following the passage of House Bill 211 in the Montana legislature. The bill creates a new third-party license which allows off-premises licensees to use a delivery licensee and its drivers to deliver beer and table wine. There are very specific stipulations for delivery, and drivers will be asked to use identification scanning software technology to verify a recipient's age. Delivery drivers will have to go through a responsible server program, be at least 21 years old, and are not allowed to deliver to obviously intoxicated people. Drivers cannot deliver to campuses and cannot have themselves committed a felony offense unless they have had their driving rights restored. They also cannot have had a DUI charge in the last 7 years. Alcohol must be transported in a cargo area of the vehicle and out of the reach of the driver. There's even a stipulation for bike delivery. The delivery industry celebrated the legislation. In statistics provided by DoorDash, the number of U.S. merchants selling alcohol on the app increased by 37% over the course of 2023. Drivers earned on average nearly 20% more on deliveries with alcohol compared to deliveries without, according to DoorDash. The issue of alcohol delivery in Montana first arose in earnest in 2020 and 21 during the COVID-19 pandemic, when food delivery became much more utilized and people wanted to order alcohol along with their groceries for delivery. Viewers in the Northern Hemisphere will be treated to simultaneous meteor showers in April. Fireballs from the Lyrids and the Eta Aquarids will be streaking through the sky from April 20th to 26th, according to NASA. The Lyrids originate from the comet Thatcher and peak during late April when they release about 18 meteors per hour. Viewers should look for the Lyrids near the star Vega. The Eta Aquarids originate from the Halley Comet and typically peak during early May every year, releasing about 50 meteors per hour at their peak. They are also known for their speed. Sky watchers can view the Eta Aquarids by looking toward the constellation Aquarius. The Eta Aquarids will be active from April 20th to May 21st. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.